Can you eat mobile? Can you eat KI4DTY? How's it going, Chad?
What's going on, bro? How are you today?
I just got home and just trying to do a little editing. What you doing?
Headed home from a deer camp and just gonna enjoy the ride back. How was your day today?
Too bad I wasn't super productive business wise, but I got a lot done. I was talking to Patrick earlier. I had to go over to Costco and grab some stuff, and I have a love hate relationship with that place.
Love hate. Let me hear all about it.
That place at all. First of all, I don't get why they have to move everything every 5 seconds, but whatever. I went over there and was getting my stuff, and this lady, while I was just going, she runs into my cart and then looks at me like it was my fault, and it was hilarious. And I just said, "Oh, I'm so sorry, ma'am." She's like, "Yeah."
Yeah, that's the best thing to do, man. Just walk away from it and just apologize and move on. It's just not worth it. you're not gonna win it, so you might as well just apologize and move on.
Yeah, that's exactly. It was hilarious because I was up against the aisle, so it wasn't like I was in the middle of the aisle and I'm just kind of going down getting something, and then she comes, kind of around the corner, not really, comes around the corner and hits me, and yeah, it was hilarious. I just said, "Oh, I'm sorry." She goes, "Yeah." I just thought to myself, "Really?" It was hilarious. And then I go to check out. This I don't get, so I put, I'm sure you've been to Costco before, but I put some boxes in the cart, so that everything can be loaded in those boxes. But I guess I'm, a little on the picky side. I mean, I try not to be, but I put all my cold stuff on the little conveyor belt first. Then I put like all the, remaining heavy stuff. And then I always put like my bread, chips, anything that's, can be crushed on the end. And so the guy comes, the bag boy or whatever, he's at least in his late 20s. He goes and he throws the chips down in front of it, and then he throws a box on top of the chips. And I just looked at him like, are you serious right now?
He's serious. he doesn't care. So, yeah, I am familiar with Costco, and I do kind of like the place, some of the stuff they got, but we do Sam's because they have the Sam's app, which is really nice. So we go up to an item and take our phone out and scan the item on the phone and put it in the basket, put it in the shopping cart. And you just fill your basket and scan it each time you put it in the basket with your cell phone. And you don't have to go through the checkout. You just go see the lady at the end of the door and show her your phone. She does a quick look at what's in the shopping cart. And you're out the door. You pay for it right there on the phone and don't have to wait in those lines. And you just do it right there, and I'm just that's the only way to do it, the only way as far as I'm concerned. But I don't like to get in large groups of people anyway. I don't deal with that very well, so anything I can do to shorten that experience is what I'm going to do.
04 HKX,
on in.
There goes the day.
Got here. I said the day was gone before I got here.
Ain't that the truth?
Had a good day, Patrick.
No, but it's over, so we're good. Yes, sir. I just turned up off 290 off of Wade Hampton.
Well, go ahead, Daniel. I didn't mean to cut you off, but I'm sorry.
No, you're all good. Patrick actually already heard this part. I went, the guy went and threw all my stuff, the bag boy, whatever, threw all the stuff in the buggy, and then threw everything on top of the chips and the bread and the cardboard boxes I had put on the buggy. He didn't use them at all, and it was hilarious. Then I went to the door, you know, because they have to look at your stuff. The lady, I have never had this lady, she must work at TSA or something. I have never had anybody check my buggy so intently to make sure everything was correct. And there was something that had gotten, like, broth, and she's like, that is not on this ticket. And I was like, ma'am, they rung me up. She goes, it is not on here. And I was like, yeah, but it's right there. I can see it. She's like, no, it's not on this list. And I was like, ma'am, I'm telling you, it's on the list. Was it on the list? Yeah, it was on the list. That was one of the first things he rung up. I was ready to just leave my buggy there and ask for my money back, but it was hilarious. I just chuckled and kept going, and I just was like, I do not like this place. But Patrick was telling me the same thing about you were saying with the app, and I am totally with you. I am not a crowds person. Like, I avoid it like the plague if possible, but, you know, or try to go when it's, you know, I know it's going to be slower or, you know, not as many people there. So, I got to tell you, I'm in trouble again. What do you do with Miss Anna?
You know, we're planning, when COVID hit, we reserved a plane ticket 2 years ago to go to France and do the Normandy tour. And since the virus, you know, kind of ramped up, well, we got the flights for a really, really cheap price. Matter of fact, it's cheap enough to where I'm a little bit concerned about aircraft maintenance, if you know what I mean. But at any rate, I agreed to go with her. I spent so much time on airplanes in the military, it's just not that big of a deal for me, and I just don't really like traveling. But she, you know, wants to go, so we've had it on the plan for about 2 years. So it's getting time, you know, we're going in less than, you know, a little over a week. So one of the main reasons that she's trying to convince me to go is the French food. And I'm a pretty big fella. I love food. I like to eat. I'm guilty. Well, she keeps, you know, I'm just not as enthused about this whole thing as she is. But I'm trying my best to be. And I don't say anything negative. Well, the other night she's trying to persuade me, you know, how much fun we're going to have and food this and food that. Well, I ordered some reconstituted strawberries from World War II. The old K rations or D rations. He found them on eBay. And I told her that they came in yesterday. So she's like, what is this? And I said, well, we're doing the Normandy tour. We're going to France. If we're going to do the Normandy tour, then we got to eat food that the soldiers ate during the Normandy tour. And it's reconstituted strawberries from World War II. And she's just not too happy about that. And I can't figure out why.
So I had a job in France about 3 years ago. And I was out there in France, and I tell you why, I'm not a picky eater. It's just I don't know if I love trying new stuff, but I did. And but my wife is so jealous and mad that I got to go. But I worked the whole time. I was there for 6 days, and I worked for five straight. But she's jealous, so I hear you there. But I tried a lot of new stuff while I was there. They have this potato thing where sliced potatoes come covered in cheese and potatoes and covered in cheese and potatoes and covered in cheese. I tell you what, that thing was absolutely amazing.
KO4CEF, this is KO4NUE, KI4DTY, and KO4HKX. Go ahead, sir.
You know, last time my buddy was in France, he said there was a Five Guys near the Eiffel Tower. I don't know exactly where, but you need some good American food. That's probably the place to go.
Yep, I got to be honest with you. I just don't think I can... found this restaurant next to where we're staying in Normandy, and I'm just having a hard time with bone marrow soup and escargot, and I mean, she's just like, you're going to go all the way to France, and you're not going to try escargot, and I'm just like, honey, it don't matter what you call it. You can call it what you want. It's still a snail. And I just cannot get her to understand. I'm okay with the tour. I'm excited about that. But she just gets mad and says, well, you just eat your strawberries. And I said, oh, no. We are going to eat our strawberries. She's not having it. And your whole suitcase is just going to be MREs, isn't it? Hey, they're freeze-dried. We're doing a tour of Normandy. This is an experience. We need to experience the whole thing. We're going to experience the food. We're going to experience everything that soldier went through in Normandy. That we can possibly experience, that's what we're going to experience. And she just, I can't get her into the whole K-ration thing. It's just, it's not working. She's probably got her radio listed. It would not surprise me if she chimes in just a second.
I was just getting ready to say the same thing, Daniel. KO4HKX.
She's working today, and she's on the computer there at the house, but I know what's going on at work, so there's no way she can be listening.
But I will say this, when I flew over to France, I tell you why, I did not enjoy the flight, and the company that was flying me over there to do the video that I was taking care of, I swear they had me, they had bought me the animal tickets where I was practically in the belly of the airplane. I was cramped with everybody else in the suitcases, and I did not like it at all.
Let me make sure I got it. I think we're heading out on the 26th, I think. And, I really don't have an issue with it. I'm don't know about the snails and the bone marrow kind of stuff. I just don't think I'm gonna be able to do that. But I am excited about the tour and be able to see, you know, Normandy and all of that. I mean, that's something I've always wanted to do, and I am not looking forward to the plane ride. I just cannot stand plane rides, and it's the jet lag. I can't deal with the jet lag. I turn into a grumpy son of a gun when you start messing with my sleep, and it's not going to be too bad getting there, but, you know, I'm a pretty big fella, and I'm trying to figure out, you know, by the time my body starts to switch over, it'll take me 4 or 5 days. So I'll be good and grumpy on the plane ride back. So I don't know if, you know, if I give one of y'all a call because the French TSA's got me, then I might need a little help.
I got your back, Chad. You let me know. I'll come over there and probably we'll probably both be calling Patrick by that point to get both of us out if that happens. But the best advice I can give you for the plane ride, somebody else gave me, and they were like, well, try to sleep in the plane if you can, but when you land, do not go to sleep. Like, just stay up. Stay up until that night or whatever, you know, depending on when you land. Stay up and then go to bed that next night or that night. And it was one of the, it helped me transition when I got there.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll keep that in mind. I will. But this, just, you know, just for the record, all this started, you know, 2 years ago. And it's, from her viewpoint, it's, okay, if you'll just go, we'll just take our time. Because when she likes to travel, she travels with her sister. And she's been to France and Italy, and, you know, I've been to some of those places. 100 different circumstances, but, and they just go, just as hard as they can, and I'm not going to do it. I am not going to do it. It takes a lot to move this machine, and I just, it wears me out, and I just, you told her, hey, I am perfectly content to go to France with you and sit in the motel and watch TV. With the exception of the Normandy tour. Now, I'm going to go see the beaches of Normandy and the memorials and all that. But I don't care nothing about seeing the countryside or apples. Her big deal is this is the cider region of France. They make apple cider there. And I'm not like, well, I told her last night, well, they make apple cider up in Hendersonville. And she just... she's not having it.
You're digging a hole, don't you, Chad?
You just gotta do it. You gotta remember, you're doing it for Anna, not for you. But I'm with you there. But you gotta try. You just gotta try some of the food. It'll make her happy that you tried it. I tell you what, I never had duck before, not like that. And I tried duck for the first time over there, and it was amazing. But no, you're doing it for Miss Anna.
I agree. I mean, let me make sure I got it. I won't give you the wrong idea. I'm not, you know, like, I mean, I want to go with her, spend time with her. I get it. I that's what I'm saying. But, I mean, 5,000 miles to get cider? Or, I realize it's France. It's, you know, and it is Normandy. But I just, you know, she showed me. So let me tell you. So she showed me where we're staying last night. And, Patrick, you talking about me getting in trouble. I'm just going to let you know, this is the way she does me. So we're staying in a watchmaker's house. Right outside of Normandy, and it's a guy that owned this place, and he was a watchmaker during World War II. Well, that's kind of neat sounding until you see it, and I got to see it for the first time last night. I swear it's got 5 foot ceilings in it, and it's just like, oh, man. I mean, this is just getting worse and worse and worse. Sales, bone marrow, and if we're going to stay in a building that's got a 5 foot ceiling in it. I mean, come on, honey.
Don't sit or stand around in there. You'll have to leave them so you can stand up straight.
Probably perfect TV watching height. You'll be sitting anyways.
Exactly right. It's a deterrent for the TV is what it is. But, I mean, She told me the other night. She says, you know they're gonna be speaking in French, and you know how are you gonna watch TV when they're speaking in French? And I told her, well, I don't know. It don't matter to me. I'll tune them out. But she's trying her best to find a way to get me out and get going and doing. And I'll do it. I will. And I'll complain the first bit. But I'm just going to tell you right now, I already know. I can feel it in my bones. I'm just going to be just grumpy when I get back. And I just don't like having to deal with that. I don't know if I can say it, but when you mess the sleep rhythm up with me, it messes with my bowels, it messes with everything, and I just don't like it at all. So she's gonna eat some of them strawberries. I might have to sneak it in a drink or something, but she's gonna get some of them World War II strawberries.
She may be slipping something in your drink if you're grumpy. or if you make her trip miserable, she may throw a gun in your backpack right before you guys get back to the airplane.
I don't know. I'll deal with it. It's not going to be all that bad. It's just being cooped up on that airplane for so long. I just don't like that. And if I just get through the flight, then we'll find some way to enjoy, I guess. She did show me the street we're staying on, and they got a little cheese shop down the road, and they got a couple of bakeries that, you know, they bake fresh bread over there. So they got one of them down the road, and got some little special meat shop or something, sells some kind of special meat. I don't know exactly what all that's about, but that's okay. I'll figure it out. And if nothing else, then I'll just stay drunk the whole time. I mean, I don't know what else to do. If I get that miserable, I might have to.
This question, if you can't speak French, how you gonna go over there and order that bread and whatever else you're gonna order from that place? You gonna look like a little kid just standing there pointing?
Point and grunt.
I tell you, here's the way to do that. Don't go to a restaurant that ain't got no pictures on it. If it ain't got pictures of the food, I don't need to be eating it. That's the way you do it. And Daniel, you're exactly right. Point and grunt. They don't care. As long as they get their money, it don't matter.
So probably the best bread I've ever had in my life was when I went to France. And I tell you what, those croissants, I don't know if you're a breakfast person. I'm not a breakfast person by nature. I usually, my first meal is like 12, 1, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. But they eat breakfast, and that's like their major meal, and then they do like this early dinner thing. But that tell you what, that breakfast was amazing every morning.
That's another interesting fact. So we're gonna rent a car, and we're gonna try to drive. I'm not sure if they drive on the left-hand side of the road over there or not. But so when you rent the car, you have to rent an extra kit to go with it. And it is, according to what we have read, it is French law that if you have a vehicle in that country, you got to have an accessory kit in the boot, which I guess the boot would be the trunk. And in the kit, you've got to have a flare kit, a high visibility jacket, and a portable breathalyzer. Now, how's that going to work? I mean, is every French citizen required to have a breathalyzer in their vehicle? And I mean, I don't drink that much. I'll drink a beer every now and then or something. But seems like to me, if it's left up to me to have a breathalyzer in the vehicle, then I might have, you know, make sure the batteries are dead or something. But I just thought that was kind of weird, you know, a a breathalyzer. There was some other things in there too, but I can get the jacket and get the flares, but I don't know how that whole breathalyzer thing works.
For that one at all.
I tell you what, when I went over there, I don't drink. I mean, maybe some bourbon every now and then, like a little sip, but I have never seen so much drinking before in my life. They literally have a bottle of wine with their apps, a bottle of wine with their meal that goes right before the meal. So they'll have a bottle for that, a bottle for their meal. Then they have a bottle for cheese, and then a bottle for dessert. So by the end of the night, they've already had about 5 bottles of wine.
But I don't see no way I'll drink that much. I do want to try the cider and all. But the tour is this retired Royal Marine. I guess he's from the UK, and he's got out of the military, so he started a tour business there in Normandy. But he doesn't do group tours. He just does individuals or a small family, that kind of thing. And he can get 2 different rates. You can, if you use his vehicle, it costs this. If you use your vehicle, it costs that. But you can do 3 different tours. You can do the U.S. tour, the Canadian tour, or the German tour. So we're gonna do the U.S. and take a look at all the monuments and the cemetery and the beach and this, that, and the other. But that portion I'm looking forward to, and you know, just getting away from the house and spending time with her, that will be nice. But I gotta be honest with you, I am not looking forward to that flight. I am dreading it.
At the flight, that's why I said that was the worst part for me. Was, man, my legs were all crunched up, and I mean, I know I'm not tiny, but my legs were all crunched up, and I couldn't get comfortable, and I was trying to rest and couldn't rest. So, I am with you there. I tell you what, I think the best money you could probably spend, if you have the extra money, is at least on the way back, try to upgrade to first class, because you got all this extra leg room and you can lay down, and it's just so much nicer. I actually was walking around on the airplane because I could not take it, and I was just walking around. I kind of went up to first, it was late, and I went up to first class, and I was like, dang, it's nice up here. And there was a spot open, and I was tempted to try to claim that spot real fast and see if they would catch me.
On the plane, I've never flown out of the country, but I can do without being herded like cattle and shipped like a sardine.
I make sure I got it. KO4NUE, KI4DTY, KO4HKX for station ID. So, when I was in Iraq, I flew a bunch of flights on C-130 Hercules, a couple of flights on a C-5 Galaxy, and there was one airplane, I don't know the nomenclature on it, but it was called a Sherpa, and it looked just like a shipping container, exactly like a shipping container with wings on it, and it just slow-moving, prop-driven. I can't remember the nomenclature, but it just the ugliest looking thing you've ever seen. But nobody would fly on them because it looks like a 20-foot Connex. And I flew so much over there that I decided, hey, I'm going to try it. And it was actually quite comfortable. And, you know, none of the soldiers wanted to fly on the thing. So I started flying on the Sherpas all the time. And, you know, it just slow as all get out and choppy and all. But the C-130s were just hot and nasty and just cargo seats and just, I just, no. So let me tell you one of the worst flights that I had was on a Chinook. And the helicopters over there, they fly in pairs. So, you know, if something happens to one, you got backup or whatever. So the Chinooks, that big helicopter with the big twin rotors, you know, rotor blades. And you get in that thing and it's hot. You got all your gear on and rifle and everything else. And you know, you start to doze off a little bit. And I dozed off in the middle of, I think they hold like 56 soldiers. And let me let this repeater cycle. I dozed off flying into Ramadi, and I was sitting there sleeping while this thing is just horrible. I mean, it's loud and hot, and my right leg starts burning. I mean, it is hot enough to wake me up. So I look down on my right leg, and it is solid red, just pinkish red. And I'm looking down, and my leg is hot, and my uniform is covered with pink-looking fluid, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, I've been shot. So I'm moving my leg around to see what's going on. I don't see any bullet holes or anything, and it's not hurting. It's just hot. So the guy on the crew, not the crew chief, but a crew member, I get out of the buckle and stand up and trying to figure out what's going on with my leg. And he comes over there and he said, hey, you're going to have to sit down. You can't stand up on this flight. So it's loud. I'm hollering at him. And it's hydraulic fluid up in the hold of that thing. And I start looking around, and there's hydraulic leaks everywhere on this thing. And I told him, I said, man, you know this thing's leaking hydraulic fluid. And he said, it's a Chinook. If it's not leaking, it's not flying. But I'm just thinking, Lord have mercy, man. It's awful. There's hydraulic fluid everywhere.
It was nice and toasty and sticky.
Red stuff. I was like, it's leaking hydraulic fluid.
But that's hilarious. I cannot believe that.
So make sure I got it.
Standing by.
Wanted to drop in and see how we were sounding and say hello to everyone here on the net here.
Come on in, that's KO4NUE, KI4DTY, KO4HKX. Give us, you up on Echo Link, sir?
Negative, I believe just UHF.
Call, sir.
My apologies, KO4GWR, Doug in Greenville. Oh, copy.
Hey, Doug, what's going on? It's Chad, Patrick, and Daniel. So, come on in, jump in the conversation. We're just talking about airplanes. So, another funny flight I had was C-130. You all collect in a PAX terminal, which is where all the soldiers collect getting ready for the flight. And you have to be there a couple of hours ahead. You're already aggravated and agitated as it is because you know you're going to have to get on that hot, loud, stinking thing. So I waited my 2 or 3 hours, and they herd you out there like cattle trying to get you on the back of the thing, getting through the ramp on it. So we all get on the back of the thing, and it's hot. Oh, my gosh, it's just miserable hot. And we get starting to taxi in down the runway. And all of a sudden, the pilot kills the power to the plane, just shuts it down right there on the runway. And the crew chief comes out, and he says, get out, off the plane, everybody off the plane. So we run out of the back of the plane, down the ramp, and start hustling back to the back terminal. And the pilot, when he was taxiing down the runway, he saw a rat on the plane.
that rat. And we were so agitated and aggravated with him, and they would not let that airplane move until they got that rat off of that plane. And I just, you know, went back and was just complaining with the lady with the Air Force that was behind the counter, and just giving her up down the road. And finally she just says, okay, well, hey, First Sergeant, all I can tell you is, what you gonna do when that rat chews a hole in the wiring harness in mid-flight with that plane? You want to do with that? Or do you want to get off the airplane? And I shut up. I didn't say anything else because she is right.
We're HKX. Hey, guys, I'm about to say 73s. I just crossed the state line. If you're still around when I get out of the black hole up here, I'll chime in. KO4 HKX. Join the conversation on the way home. KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear. 73s, gentlemen.
73s, Patrick. Be safe, bud.
I think I told you this. My grandpa, let me make sure I'm clear, was a pilot. He was a test pilot. He used to fly test airplanes for people when they nobody else would fly them. They said, Yop will fly that thing. And so he flew a lot of test airplanes, but he also built his own airplanes as well. But I remember my dad telling me, my grandpa took my dad up in a plane, like a little Cessna or something, and they're up there, and my grandpa points the nose down, and he says, all right, it's your turn to fly, talking to my dad, and he just lets go of the steering wheel, or, you know, controls, and the planes head to the ground, and my dad said he was screaming. He's like, no, you take it. So my grandpa goes, no, I want you to fly. And my grandpa's just laughing. My dad said he was scared to death. My dad doesn't scare easily. So he said right before they hit the ground, my grandpa grabbed the yokes and pulled back, and just could not stop laughing from it.
Oh, that is funny. KO4 GWR, are you still in there? Alright, well, Daniel, what you got planned for the rest of the week?
He called me last week, and he got shorthanded with a wedding that he can't do now. So I'm going to go help him. I'm headed to Charlotte on Saturday, so I'll be somewhere in Charlotte. I can't remember the name of it now, but so I'll be doing that on Saturday and headed back Saturday night. So I may see if you guys are even on the air. I'm probably heading back about 11 o'clock, I guess. But, doing that, trying to get caught up on some work. I'm a little bit behind just from, you know, just trying to work on stuff, get equipment fixed.
Give me a holler Saturday night on the way back. I don't care what time it is. I'll stay up with you till you get home. But were you able to get your camera straightened out? KO4 NUE and KI4 DTY.
You should say that. It literally came in today, my camera. I turned it on just a few minutes ago. Right before I jumped on the radio just to see if it powered up and everything. Yeah, it powered up. It's crazy that they could not get parts for it being a brand new model of camera. They could not get the parts, and finally they did. And that's actually through the manufacturer. The manufacturer, which I'm boggled by, could not get their own parts to their camera. So, but it came in, and hopefully I'll actually go through it here next hour just to make sure it works. But, yeah, seems to be working. What you got planned for this week?
So, I'm not sure. Tomorrow I'm back on Bobcat and trying to make some headway on that thing. And I think Saturday my son's going to come up and we're going to work on his engine a little bit. And Sunday, we don't do a whole lot on Sundays. We just kind of, you know, lounge around a little bit. But I expect, you know, as excited as she is about heading off to France,
I think we're probably going to, you know, she'll start packing a week ahead. And, you know, everything in the sun, you know. And, I mean, I don't know why she wants to bring all that stuff. But, you know, three pair of socks, three pair of underwear, and, you know, two pair of clean shirts and breeches. And, you know, I can wash them out in the sink and let them dry. But, nah, she ain't going to do that. She's got to have, you know, 55-gallon worth of clothes. Which, hey, I get. But, I'm just simple, I guess. But anyway, we'll just rest around on Sunday, I guess. But definitely give me a holler Saturday night. Ain't no sense riding home by yourself, especially when you're tired.
KO4NUE. I may give you a call or text and just say, hey, what you doing? But I'm not sure what time the wedding's ending. He's supposed to let me know today, and he hasn't said anything. So I probably have to check with him in a few. But, man, I am happy and happy for you guys going to France. That's going to be fun. And I know Miss Anna's going to have a blast. I hope she does. But you definitely got to try some of that stuff. So don't pack your bag too full of MREs. Like, try some of the stuff. But I'm with you. I get hesitant about never knowing, you know, what's going to happen with the food. So, but that's hilarious. How long are y'all going to be there?
I will be there the whole trip, 6 days. So you figure 2 doggone days of flying and then 2 days back. So... 6 days total. But it's gonna be all right. I just, you know, trying to psych myself up. It just not working too good. But I'll get it worked out. It is what it is, I guess. But listen, Daniel, I'm at my destination. I'm gonna pull in here and get some fuel and head on to the house, I guess. But man, I enjoyed you so. You're always a pleasure to talk to, and I enjoyed it, bud. And until I see you again, I'll talk at you later. This is KO4NUE, and I'll be 7-3. Sir, have a wonderful week.
Pleasure talking. It was a nice break from my day, so I'm glad we got to talk. I always laugh. I always enjoy talking to you and Patrick. But, yeah, have a great day, and definitely look forward to talking later. And when you get back, let me know, too. We'll try to connect. But, anyways, have a great day. This is KI4DTY, and 73 is to you. I'll be on the side.
On the Backpack Radio, apologize for interrupting.